Blog Talk Radio.
We're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to
back. Yes, I thank the Most High that we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode. Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. And I welcome you to the show. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, he has told me, that I have for him some very important things for him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me, my brothers and sisters, that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. I can only say, my brothers and sisters, for that guidance and that protection, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, he has told me that I must tell you things. And men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you that when we look across the course of human history, we see humanity, so many walking after the flesh, brothers and sisters, so many walking after what seems wise according to their own hearts and their own ambitions, not as much so seeking the perfect will of Yah. What we see as a result of it all, my brothers and sisters, is a people who in so many ways have sought for comfort while they have not sought fullness of divine discretion. I know that sounds like a powerful statement to make, because I can see many sit back and say, well, I see in the world somewhat 45,000 denominations, 280 nations. My brothers and sisters, that's not evidence of an utmost pursuit for discretion. Brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations. It's evidence of man being far less than diligent as he should be, to overcome the will of the flesh. And quite frankly, many find it would, strange thing to talk about overcoming the will of their flesh. If they get what they want, they are appeased personally. But my brothers and sisters, how many discern that we who would make a vow unto the holy name must seek divine will first? There must be discretion. In fact, we should count it a blessing if we offer discretion of divine will, knowing quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the day will come that it will be discerned, something that few dare to even consider. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Nations that did not seek the perfect will of Yah. Ancient Israel. I will say to you, those who will seek all righteousness, knowing that the Most High created this world to be a habitation for those who would walk after his spirit. I would ask you a question then, my brothers and sisters. What then are the multitude of intrusions that the scriptures warn us against? Like, for instance, in Colossians, it talks about warning against the intrusions of the principalities and powers. Now, think about it. The earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Most High created the world to be a habitation for his people, to be a habitation of his spirit. It shall come to pass, according to all that is written, that those who would choose to continually walk after the flesh, the intrusions of those who would walk after the variant principalities and powers of this world. Those who would endeavor to call themselves wise after the diverse standards of this world. Well, my brothers and sisters, if you seek to be justified after a multitude of diverse standards in this world, my brothers and sisters, that's not the pursuit of a holy king. That's the pursuit of a politician. I said, that's not the pursuit of a holy king. That's not the pursuit of the righteousness of Yah. That's a desire to be subject to a politician. One who could never be true to the will of one and would flatter others in their indiscretion. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that it's more than the idea of a law that many have hated. Many have hated the idea about the pursuit or the absolute command that men must pursue greater discretion, greater discernment as to what is the perfect will of Yah, if men are to what? Overcome the world. I find it amazing that, you know, there's a lot of scripture, tremendous amount of scripture, we could talk about Second Peter, one good example. It relates a great reward to those who are diligent, seek knowledge, discretion, discipline from the Most High. Great reward, my brothers and sisters, will make themselves, let's just say, who will seek the Most High if they become the most apt, able, and ready-minded students. He said, go forth. Didn't Messiah say, go forth and make disciples to convert the nation? You ever stop to consider that discipleship demands conversion and conversion demands discipleship? It demands a desire for discipline. Many have not understood that scripture at, what, around 2:29 or so? Revelation says, I would give them the morning star. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that means the light from on high that makes one discipline unto stability beyond all the wiles or deceitful schemes of those who would keep you in darkness. The light, my brothers and sisters, that casts out all the darkness and exposes all wickedness. Exposes the darkness. Puts those who would keep you blind to open shame. Holy Spirit teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance. Ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, there's so much truth that many have preferred not to remember so that they can seek to exalt the fallen state of man, the indiscriminate state of man that presently exists. Like I said, the scripture says, Most High says to those who seek the fullness of his discipline, the fullness of his desire, he would give them the morning star. Aramaic, it says, I would give them, they shall be disciplined as he was disciplined by his father. Well, that's a great blessing, my brothers and sisters, by the grace of Yah, by the gift of Yah, is a man disciplined unto the will of Yah. And without that discipline, one scripture tells us, Hebrews 12, saying all that he loves, he chastens, he disciplines. And the son, whoever was without that discipline by which he should be changed, he should be converted, changed. That one is a bastard and not a son. My brothers and sisters, I would have you to consider what Israel, ancient Israel, called those who would not seek righteousness, didn't know the need to seek righteousness, preferred not to know to seek righteousness. In fact, had no concept of one righteousness, being polytheists. They were called strangers. My brothers and sisters, so beware the intrusions. How about beware the intruders? Beware those who come in surreptitiously, unawares. Hey, who come in and seem to be devoted unto the faith. But my brothers and sisters, in seeking to exalt their own will, they would destroy it. You're called strangers. Brothers and sisters, they were called foreigners. They were called aliens. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters, that this earth was created for the souls that would be habitations of the Holy Spirit, ultimately to go forth, replenish, and inhabit the world, even to inherit it. What then, my brothers and sisters, are those who would not seek righteousness? What then are those, my brothers and sisters, who granted the opportunity to seek greater discretion, or refused to? What are those, my brothers and sisters, who would count discipline something they feel that they don't even need because they think they are favored? My brothers and sisters, the Most High, throughout Scripture, it is readily plain that it is those who seek his discipline who will find his favor. Our dear men say that they know not what they do, so they're not held accountable. You're held accountable, my brothers and sisters, in that command, the utmost command of all. It says, hear, O Israel, you are commanded to hear, to heed, to understand, to discern, to defend, to protect, to uphold, to obey the Most High. He is called the great I Am that I Am, as I said before. If you don't know what he is, who he is, are you obliged to just presume and call it doctrine and say that he would be favored or that he would favor? The presumptions you make that would dissuade the hearts of so many against the truth of him? My brothers and sisters, the Most High is not pleased with people who simply call upon his name to slander the knowledge of who he is. That's what devils do. We are commanded, when we are told, we cannot take his name in vain. We are commanded, my brothers and sisters, we must seek inspiration, direct discipline, direct discretion from him. We have to learn how not to lie. The hero Israel, Yah, is one. That means he is not a reflection or an amalgam of a multitude of human misopinion and differences. And my brothers and sisters, those who would not open their minds to discern Yah is one, well, I want you to think about it. In the beginning, the whole universe knew that Yah is one. Well, my brothers and sisters, it was the result of a fall that men sought to compromise divine will. A society that cannot declare an absolute is innately one filled with compromises. Should one make an allegiance to all the multitude of man-made compromises and say that he has made a vow true unto the Most High, he says he must be your only, the only one you call the Most High. I think it's amazing. Dare people believe that when Messiah appears, he'll be one whose discretion is no greater than your pastor, your priest, your rabbi, your king, your president, your pope? Really? His discretion will be nothing? Do you really believe it won't be anything? Do you really believe the discretion of the Most High? Do you really believe it won't be anything greater than whatever so-called religious title with which humanity today is by and large familiar? I can only tell you the prophecies say point blank when Messiah appears. He's going to reprove every single standard upon this earth. Scripture says, unto him shall all the nations seek. I thought you already knew it. It says, my brothers and sisters, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. That means people after all manner of differing ideals will wake up and realize they have to wake up and convert unto the will of one. I will only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the apostles said the same. The apostles to a people that were in the process of converting were told to repent and return fully, seek fully unto all the will of Yah, beyond all the differences of man, that when the time comes that all the perversions of men are exposed, that they be no more, that you are prepared to convert unto the greater truth. And if he told the early church that, my brothers and sisters, even in the time of the apostles, tell them that they must prepare to convert, still yet convert unto what is greater. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, you need to consider what that means now today. You truly need to consider about what that means now today. Scripture says he implores his people. I'm talking about 1 Corinthians 1:10. We're going to get to a few statements tonight. 1 Corinthians 1:10, he talks about how, in the name of the Most High, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions. Hey, same thought. Do you really think that after whatever denomination you upheld, since Messiah, it is prophesied, must come to overcome the world, overcome all the illusions of this world first? Oh, I know they didn't tell you about that. Psalms 14. That's what the Most High has seen, that there was none righteous, none that one, none that does good. All are devoured by evildoers. None discerning how much they need to seek you out. So the scriptures talk about how the Most High must send one that he makes righteous. Read Psalm 14 and Psalm 15:3 closely. Read Isaiah 53. Scripture talks about in Isaiah 53, it does talk about Messiah coming, that is by his discretion he would justify many. That means by an exceeding discretion the world didn't have. The many will be astonished at him because his vision is not like unto the sons of men in Isaiah 52. But in the latter days, and we got a lot to talk about here, because we need to talk about the chronology of these things, because, again, most are not aware, but the prophecies actually speak of Messiah coming at least three times. I didn't say two, three. We need to talk about that too. Isaiah 59 talks about the Most High looking upon men, seeing none, no intercessor, no one to champion those who would turn from transgression. That means, my brothers and sisters, that he must send one who must truly see beyond all the illusions that seem wise to men. In other words, what I'm saying to you, woe to those who would simply judge after what their eyes see and what their ears hear, judging things to be defined by what seems apparent. The brother says, with this society calls love, having no love for the will of one, no love for concertation, is a love for hate. It's a love for war. It's a love for contentions. It's a love for lies. Maybe humanity, my brother and sister, needs to think back again about what they call love. Yah is love. Does he love all the differences, contentious, lies, and debates against himself that men have formulated, refusing to hearken to him? Think again. There's a reason why the scripture says word is like a sharp two-edged sword. Either you believe the fullness of his word, or when he says you be cut off by the sword, you consider that means cut off means damned. Think of the implication. Most time, our brothers and sisters, loves the sanctity of his word. And the one he calls the Messiah, Savior, Kurdi, Shashan Shah, Shiloh, is one, my brothers and sisters, that he sends to prove, indeed, what is the love for his will. These things of which I speak, my brothers and sisters, tell us. Think about it. I'm still looking at scriptures in 1 Corinthians. There's a scripture that says that if any man considers himself wise in this world, how about after he considers himself discerning? After the diversitudes of this world? How about the mockeries and misrepresentations of this world? Consider themselves wise? You can say what all these different folks say and believe, whose ideas were not founded upon a stable knowledge of the truth. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the whole world's going to be shocked when it finds out that there's a truth. Yeah, a foundation that the whole world has ignored. And it must be recovered for you to even begin to talk about being delivered unto the world in Zion. It's going to be a shock, my brothers and sisters, if people don't understand that. And the prophecy said it in advance. And whether or not people are prepared for that, and whether or not they will be ready to convert when they see that, is going to discern, my brothers and sisters, your eternal destiny. I promise you, it's all written. Those of you who don't know exactly what I'm talking about entirely here, I can only tell you, check out that article on my website called HiddenGospel.com, the one called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. I promise that you need it, that you will discern, my brothers and sisters, what the early church believed. And because they believed it, they had the expectation of a latter-day conversion that needs to be still yet brought to bear. I got news for you. Most of the church today, in fact, I haven't hardly seen any yet that really understand who the early church knew the Messiah to be, which basically means that most who call themselves believers today haven't ever been believers at all. They believe in a counterfeit. They believe in a compromise and a form of hypocrisy, misrepresentation. But it's not what the early church believed. The early church believed, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, by its very name. And I don't mean Christian. That's Greek. The early church believed by its early title, Kurdishanya, that the Messiah, Yeshua. Well, there's a reason why those wise men came from the east, because they believed that he was a king who had been called King of the East. Read Revelation 16 and 12. One called the Righteous One from the East. Read Isaiah 41. And one called the Son of Righteousness that arises, that you find in Malachi 4 and 2. They believe, my brothers and sisters, those out of the East believe that Messiah, Yeshua, came as that one who they had known before. I got news for you. So did Malachi, the prophet. I got news for you. So did Zechariah, the prophet. I got news for you that the man who was the father of Yohanan John the Baptist at 178, it's evident he believed that too. It's evident in Romans 11:25-27 relative to Isaiah 59:19-21 and Isaiah 44:20-45:6. That the apostle Shaul believed that too. It's evident, if you really understand the connotation of which he is speaking, from the first to the third chapter of Second Peter, that the apostle Kepher, called Peter, understood that and believed that too. If you know the scriptures quite well that he quotes from in his letter, a letter we have of his is left, of the apostle they call Yaakov, who King James wanted to call James. It's evident if we read through the scriptures that are there in his letter, particularly around the 17th verse of the first chapter, who he believed Yeshua to be. It's evident that Yohanan, who was the disciple, who became the apostle, who wrote the letter, one called the Revelation, is evident throughout the book of Revelation, if you understand enough of the Old Testament prophecies, to understand who he believed Yeshua to be. And quite frankly, the writer of the book of Acts said, talked about how Messiah had come and already performed what the scripture said he would do as one who would suffer. And he talked about, therefore, he told the people to prepare themselves, repent, seek to return to the fullness of the will of Yah. Prepare themselves to understand the precept upon precept, line upon line, truth of the Holy Word. That when the times of refreshing that was prophesied still yet to come, my brothers and sisters, that when the time prophesied still yet to come, called the times of refreshing, that you find in Isaiah 28, should come, they should be prepared ultimately to truly convert. Because guess what? The scriptures talk about that time of refreshing. And the scripture talks about most not being prepared, not understanding, and therefore would not listen. But those who would listen, what else are they doing but converting? The scripture says he comes, what? And all the peoples shall gather unto him. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Genesis 49:10. Isaiah. We need to read 11:1-12. Unto him shall the nations seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Scripture tells us concerning him. Isaiah 41, that he will come forth one day saying, keep silent before me, all ye isles, all ye nations. That my people, that his people might regain strength. How about become of one accord? That they, wherever they are, under whatever short-sighted standards among the nations, wherever they are, under whatever short-sighted rulership, pastor, priest, rabbi, elder, president, king, premier, whatever they will call themselves, that they all come unto him, that they might regain a sense of real justice, discretion, judgment. Isaiah 49 says he will come saying, listen to me, all you owls. Because you have been a people who have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. My brothers and sisters, that is a command that all who would ever have believed must look forward, should have always looked forward to a day when they convert beyond all the obviously insubordinate standards of a whole world. He told his people 2,000 years ago that they must convert beyond all the suppositional standards that had called upon his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness. My brothers and sisters, you got 45,000 denominations. There's only one consummate truth. There's only one consummate righteousness. And whoever will not convert to that fullness, the scripture says, they will fall by the edge of the sword. In other words, it would be discerned that they didn't have a love for righteousness at all. How can you say without a love for all that is righteousness and all that is the desire of Yah, without a desire for all that is the desire of Yah, that it is him you have loved? I think about those scriptures we were just talking about in Acts. Scriptures talk about the idea that it said that when Messiah comes, men should be prepared, because even the apostle Shaul said, I know nothing of which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this. Nothing wherein I lack, but I might not be right in this. He said that you should consider the apostles, he said to the apostles of the church, not as lords over your faith, but stewards who are accounted to be faithful. He said, you belong to the Kurdi. And men today don't even have any concept of who the Kurdi is. They say they're Abraham's children and don't have a clue as to who the Kurdi is. I know they put Christ in your Bible, but let me tell you something. That term Christ is a very definitely a polytheist one, even pagan. It has nothing to do with the absolution that you should expect and the absolute discretion you expect from the Savior who overcomes the world and overcomes all its illusions to show others how to do the same. Scripture says, when he comes to reveal the hidden things that men have sought to obscure, he said, then shall every man know how to praise and honor Yah. But those prophecies, my brothers and sisters, speak about one who came 2,600 years ago, that Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6, all the way out to 46:13, really all the way throughout the rest of 66 chapter of Isaiah, that whole area. The scriptures prophesy must come again. And believe it, my brothers and sisters, the early church knew it. So if they didn't tell you to expect one who would not be satisfied with all the diversitudes and lies after which men have misrepresented him, then my brothers and sisters, they didn't teach you the faith at all. Think about it. Faith in Yah must be faith after the will of one, a pure understanding. Speaking of perfect understanding, purity and completion offers one choice. But the rulers, your rulers couldn't tell you that you need to still prepare to convert again, lest you realize how they have been far short of the mark. I can only tell you that so much prophecy said again and again that these things they would not tell you. But my brothers and sisters, read the scriptures closely. In fact, my brothers and sisters, allow the Most High to guide your heart. Because it's true. The truth of the matter is, the scripture says, if the gospel be here, it is here to them that are lost. Well, the gospel is the whole word. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the gospel is the fullness of a word that Messiah himself will preach, that men see beyond all the divisiveness of the nations. See how beautiful over all the mountains, all the nations, is the feet, the dominion. How about the word of him who publishes peace? Publishes a pure, complete, and whole word that will show the variant pride, misallegiances of the nations to be an abomination before Yah, because the devil declared neither foundation nor expectation. Read Isaiah 41:21 through 42:4. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Most High calls himself the first and the last. That means, my brothers and sisters, that what he declared from the beginning will certainly be even unto all eternity, and nothing else is worthy to be called truth unto life. But I would even carry one step further about the concept of Rishon Acharon. He says, he's author and finisher of the faith. If he is not the one who points you in the right direction, my brothers and sisters, the goal you will never find. I repeat to you again, if he is not the one who sets you upon a firm foundation and points you in the right path, the goal you will never find. But brothers and sisters, you can have a point just simply across the room. You say, quarter of an inch, eighth inch, huh? Why? If you don't point whatever you're shooting at directly at that spot, and it'd be only 10 feet away, guess what? You will never hit it. My brother and sister, Most High is not talking about ricochets. What he is relating is that everything on that path must be on that path. I can only tell you, however, my brothers and sisters, some of us do understand that concept. You shouldn't fall asleep in the pursuit of what is wisdom. I said you should not fall asleep in the pursuit of what is wisdom. Hey, some freeways have, you know, bumps between lanes for a reason. You start falling asleep. It should push you right back on to the center of the lane. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, how many don't even realize that the roads they're on, that the roads that they are on, look around you, people are moved farther and farther from the path, and the path they're on just seeks to look for even more waywardness to exploit. What path are you on, my brothers and sisters? What path are you on? Scripture says, few are they that find the one that leads to life. I want you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. We live in a strange world, ages of worldly indiligence. Men allowing themselves, therefore, to be misdirected. Oftentimes when they're called to repent, to return unto the Most High, or seek him, and that means humbly seek him, guess what? You can't even return to him of your own will. I hope you hear me. You cannot return unto him of your own will. You can just simply say and petition the Most High to be guided, and if he begins to guide you, you must then surely hearken and diligently be prepared to be guided into the fullness of what he would declare. And not to do so, my brothers and sisters, is to be left without discipline. Like I said, a lot of folks will simply say, forgive me, Father, if I know not what I do, as if they did not wish to know. My brothers and sisters, how can you not want to know the truth and say you made a vow unto the Most High? Hear, O Israel, he says, Most High is one. He calls himself the great I am that I am, meaning that all must seek him, that they do not lie against him, that we all see him with one mind, one eye, one heart, one hearing, one understanding. Now, brothers and sisters, the very command in itself demand that we seek him. Should men say they are favored because they do not? Because they don't realize the need to? Because they're so easy to, it's so easy for men to blaspheme and insult the Most High, to just presume that he likes whatever it is that just comes to a carnal mind and heart after the variant social and various social and economic and political and religious value systems of this world. Brothers and sisters, there's a scripture that says it this way in the 17th chapter, going right by the 18th chapter of Luke. It says, well, that which is highly esteemed among men, disgusting before, when the Son of Man returns, will he find faith in the earth? Will any man really truly believe what Most High calls valuable, to recognize the precious word? A lot of scriptures, my brothers and sisters, relates again and again that if man had known, they knew Messiah as well as they thought they would have, they would have listened to him. But the scripture says the city would be destroyed to tell the whole world how little it is known, to cause the world to repent. When the Messiah talked about the idea about be watchful that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man, read the scriptures closely. The sixth chapter of Revelation, for instance. Your leaders will not be able to stand. Read Malachi 3rd. Your leaders will not be able to stand. So how do you prepare to stand before him? Obviously, it's in looking beyond all your leaders. Ask the Most High to reveal you to you himself beyond all your leaders. But that's exactly what your leaders could not tell you because they desire to have rule over you. Apostle Saul didn't speak that way. He said that it is dutiful for a steward of the faith to be called faithful. And being a faithful steward meant that he told folks to prepare for when Messiah comes, that every man know how to praise, let's say honorably praise Yah. Why don't they tell you that? Why don't they tell you that you have to look for something beyond them all? Or did you really believe that whatever the Most High finds acceptable is no greater than any one of your leaders, your pastors, your priests, your rabbis, your elders, Obama? Really? Who talks about obscure verses? Do you think any verse in the scripture is obscure to the Most High? Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. We need to learn how to stop insulting the Most High. In fact, as I wrote as the title in a recent show, people need to learn to ask the Most High for wisdom. Truly need to learn to ask the Most High for wisdom. Humbly ask the Most High for wisdom. As our people stop arguing against their salvation, arguing against what would make them whole, arguing to preserve a multitude of short-sighted, hypocritical standards, pollutions and partialities, the Most High won't accept any of them. So everybody sit there arguing about a multitude of standards the Most High calls vain. Because they don't seek the fullness of his will. Messiah is going to definitely call people by the Spirit of the Most High. Like I said, seeking to teach all things. No lie in it. Reproving all sin, all the divisions of man, whatever is confused mankind against the will of Yah. To bring to remembrance all things. Whoever is not willing to hearken to a testimony that gives consideration of the remembrance of so much that a world for a long time has forgotten. We were not prepared to hearken to that word, my brothers and sisters, that it was told in advance your rulers would not speak of. My brothers and sisters, say scripture says those who would not listen would be cut off from among the people. Definitely not kind of the children of Abraham, because God news for you. Abraham was taught to expect all these things. But how much, my brothers and sisters, have men been willing to ask for the Spirit of the Most High that they might receive what has been a forgotten word? How many seek the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, for a truth that they know they must have even if the whole world despises it. Because that's the only way you can learn how to love your brother. It's the only way you can know how to make them one whole. Most High told me that anything anti-life is sin. To love, my brothers and sisters, according to the Hebrew word, is to have a desire for all that is divine will. He didn't say anything short of it. He did not say anything short of a love for divine will. Would have life. So it's time we understand. Status quo constraints in this world, my brothers and sisters, won't prepare anyone for anything except for the earth. Status quo constraints are all lawlessness. And we are warned. We are warned, my brothers and sisters. Beware the ruling principalities and powers that in their lesser states of conscience compel men to perceive as if there was nothing greater. He said, watch out for how some have interpreted the words it says of our beloved brother Shaul, they call Paul. How about 3:14, 3:18, 2 Peter? It says, some twist his words as they do the other scriptures unto their own destruction, causing men to follow the error of the lawless. I got news for you. And those of you who listen to the show on a regular basis, and I see some of you who are here in the chat now, have listened on a regular basis enough to know, there's not a single scripture that I've ever been able to find in the Bible anywhere that if interpreted rightly at the hand of any apostles that ever talked about opposing lawlessness. They all talk about being true to the fullness of the law. You ever stop to consider to break one law is to break the whole law? One scripture even says in the book of Jacob, so you watch out for the provocation, the various standards of the nations, walking after the double-mindedness of the flesh. Say so you break one law, you broke the whole law because you displeased him who made it. Come on, people. Understand what that means. It says the gift of Yah is an invariant word. Who told you that the gift or the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, is dubious double-mindedness? Hypocrisy. A lack of discretion. As if discretion was not required of those who were supposed to send forth the light. My brothers and sisters, think again. Like I told you before, everything is not as it seems. Most High knows full well that those who define such things as love, faith, grace, law, peace, those who define those things after that which would preserve a polytheist indiscretion as it exists in this world, those who trust after such indiscretion, my brothers and sisters, will never know Yah as he is. In fact, they never know the true definition of any of those words. I promise you, my brothers and sisters, these things need to be considered, and considered deeply. Because a multitude of leaders teaching a multitude of different standards, compelling people to believe that what they have is sufficient, these are obstacles. My brother says they can't help anyone become whole. So it must be true then that salvation and being made whole is by faith asking the Most High to reveal what is beyond them all. This is what Messiah would do. That's what Scripture said he shall do. He said, by morning, the Most High has called his conscious ear to hear the teaching. He said, the Most High has become his strength. He didn't say he sought his strength and discretion from men. Scripture says, his form, his vision would not be likened to the sons of men because he is the son of Yah. So you believe you'd be ready to follow him, my brothers and sisters, after every kind of obtuse word you hear? My brothers and sisters, to believe so is actually an insult. You ask the question why some never really truly wake up and grow in the Holy Spirit. Most High told me if I can look at the confusions and contradictions in this world and believe that that is the work of his Spirit or that which is expected by his Spirit, he said I could not be a disciple unto him. It's knowing that the Most High will send Messiah to declare an absolute, and you must prepare to discern a word absolute. How about discerning the secret city prophecies? Check that out on my website. Knowing that the prophecies say in advance when Messiah appears, a world and all its teachings will not recognize him. Knowing that, my brothers and sisters, means that when a world finally sees the sign that the scriptures speak of, those who are most prepared will be prepared to move to convert quickly toward the greater truth he reveals, to follow him wherever he leads. Beyond all the marks and standards of the beastly nations, beastly rulerships, denominations, standards of this world that just simply won't reason fully enough. When he says, come, let us reason together, it means let us reason as one. With him, he didn't say any insubordinate ideas after the pride of men. He didn't say any of those abundances would be acceptable. How could it be, my brothers and sisters? Most Most High does not sign a contract with which he is not the author. I hope you understand that. He does not sign a contract that he himself did not author. He does not uphold wherever any man tries to take anything from that contract to add anything to. In fact, the scripture says anybody who does that adds damnation to their souls and let's just say it's cut short of ever receiving any of the blessings that are contained in the book and partakes of all his curses. Brothers and sisters, the scripture said Messiah will not return till there's been a falling away from faith. Falling away from the will of one. And yet the world is not prepared to convert. I say that the leaders, our brothers and sisters, have done a horrendous thing in shutting down so many minds. What makes you think, my brothers and sisters, that those who would do that would be counted friends of Yah? So they do everything they can to blind you against discerning the truth of Messiah and expect to receive his blessed reward? My brother and sister, I can only tell you that a devil receives a devil's payback. Because everything I see, my brothers and sisters, is that the one who would seek to put men into captivity should be taken into captivity and after a time destroyed. What do you think has happened to those, my brothers and sisters, so many taken into captivity? You think that they were prepared to be delivered? Come on, people. I can't even tell you how, well, those around me know how much I labor. Sometimes preparing to tell you things that I know shocking like this. Isaiah 28 told you in advance, however, that there's going to be a vexation and a terror for many to understand when Messiah appears, that the standards they have upheld have been far short of glorious. Terror for men to understand the report that what they have trusted still leaves them spiritually naked, spiritually starved, and in fact, my brothers and sisters, spiritually emaciated. Isaiah 28:29. But that's not what people want to believe, my brothers and sisters. The further the world falls away from the truth, the more it wants to be flattered. And it's falling. Well, blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, realize that Yah is one and he is constant. And those who are willing to hear the gospel. What do you say? The Spirit of Yah is upon me. The Messiah will come in the latter days. Isaiah 61 saying, the Spirit of Yah is upon me. The priests get tidings to the meek, to open the eyes of the blind, to release the captives. Declare the acceptable year of the Most High. And if you look at those words, my brothers and sisters, they talk about a complete redemption of his people after the will of one and causing all the nations that persecuted them to be humble before his people. Has not happened yet. You mean to tell me, my brothers and sisters, that men are not going to have to show a humility of heart enough to realize that so much of what they believed before had been deception? Isaiah 26 chapter 12 through 13 says that the redeemed will say, other lords have had dominion over us, but now by, how about Yah, even by the name of Messiah himself, should they make mention of his name, should they make a vow unto his name, not after the will of another. Scripture says they will say, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We will rejoice to be made glad in his salvation. In other words, gather from the midst of all the differences of the nation to be made to the will of one, made unto the will of one. That's a conversion. But there are so many of my brothers and sisters still in no need to convert because they say they already have. Scripture says you're going to find out what you converted unto. It's just been a matter of moving out of one wickedness to another. One lawlessness to another. Still not all. Especially, my brothers and sisters, they didn't prepare you to expect something so much more. And if they did not tell you to expect something so much more, did they compel you to be diligent enough at all in the first place? Scripture said repent, and that same thing as being diligent to seek Yah to return unto him. That when the times of refreshing come, your sins might be blotted out. The time of refreshing, my brothers and sisters, is a time of conversion, and blessed are those who at that time will be prepared to hear. But the scriptures tell us that most won't be prepared to hear until they see what the Most High has promised to bring to bear, has brought to bear. And then the scripture tells about a whole lot of folks running for cover quick as they can. Oh boy, like nation, Israel as a nation reborn in one day. But guess what? Do you know, Most of told me I have some important things for him to do. I can't tell you how many institutions that call themselves Protestant or Catholic, Messianic, Hebrew Israelite that I've spoken to, that when I talk about these things, some of them behind closed doors have admitted that they are quite true, but they won't ever admit it before their congregations. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that when that day comes, and they sought to cut off communications, sought not to have these things spoken of before those who they say should come to them that they might have an opportunity towards salvation. Do you really think, having been so hard-hearted against hearing the kind of words that I'm speaking to you right now, do you really think, my brothers and sisters, that they would ever have been, ever will be considered the wise? Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, after being so hard-hearted, that so many of them were even going to be given an opportunity to repent? Some of them, my brothers and sisters, like I said, I've sought to explain some of these things well, and guess what? Some of them, you can, a lot of times, you're talking about explaining these things to a level of irrefutability. It means the reason why they didn't accept them and did not declare them as it is prophesied is because they didn't intend to be right in the first place. Well, blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, will be found tried, precious, tried and found true. Blessed are they when they hear the truth or ready to follow it. If you really think Messiah will be a king to defend everyone's different belief, then you have no idea of who it is the Most High has called. You have no idea what the Most High said he would send as one true to him. And some of you, like I said, still continue to delight in politicians. I can only tell you the ancient word for politician relates to hypocrite. And there's a lot of text that says those who misrepresent the will of the Most High to confuse and flatter and sedate, stagnate the people. They say you destroy the bones of such as this. How else do you think, my brothers and sisters, people are going to see beyond all the liars? But the Most High removes the obstacle. Shiloh, as I said before, is one unto whom all people must convert. Gather. Convert. Same thing. Ah, my brothers and sisters, Yah is wiser beyond all this worldliness. You got to know it. The polytheists think they are wise because they know how to persuade men after all manner of differences in the world to be satisfied and consider themselves wise, applauded after hypocritical compromise, to feed their pockets. My brothers and sisters, if you seek to cause people after a multitude of differences to believe that they are wise, isn't that what devils do? What power or spirit have such as these employed? You need to be careful what kind of spirit you seek to employ, my brothers and sisters, to so-called get ahead. You might find the spirit you employ requires something of your soul. A system that cannot tell the truth, my brothers and sisters, innately upholds a compromised citizenry and is innately at some point controlled. Or let's just say it's controlled by the compromised citizenry is controlled by the lives that control it. And at some level, the rulers have to comply with or appear to comply with these differences. Will the Most High be pleased that and call that a holy kingdom? Oh, a tangled web. Men of weave woven. And the scripture says in Isaiah 59, those who walk therein shall not know peace. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, to be saved, each and every soul must transcend an entire global fleshly conscience. What do you think it means? We're talking about the spirit overcoming the world. So if you walk after the flesh, you will die. What seems wise to the flesh, so if you walk after that, you will die. But if you subdue the flesh by the spirit, that gift that is from on high, not of this world. If you subdue what seems wise after the flesh by the spirit after the greater tutelage from on high, say, then shall you live. And you tell me that people believe that by the grace of the Most High, they don't need to. By the gift of the Most High, by the favor of the Most High, they don't need a greater sense of discretion. Grace of the Most High is discretion. So you don't walk after the false law, the flawed standards of men. And blessed are they who will understand that. It's time to get this thing right. Because that's what it means to overcome the world. Messiah, according to scriptures, firstborn of the Father, first fruits. So many scripture means, relates the idea about, in each time that he comes, the first to transcend in his age. Did you hear me? The first in his age. Yah is one. Scripture says Messiah will appear for one purpose. To declare there's only one Savior. There's only one standard that is viable unto preservation. Somebody hollering about, he's dead. He doesn't have never known the path of life. Everything that he calls life is an illusion. This one, what is it, John Rambo, this nut coming up in my chat room? Tell it like it is. I'm still being kind, believe me. Anybody else want to act nut? Hey, you better tell them now. Warn them. Like I said, it's somebody who sits high and looks low. Once you understand something, my brother and sister, any kind of lesser concept of a deity is a demon. It's a false demonstration of divine purpose. Most High is not divided. You divide a lie against itself, you create more lies. You divide a lie. Listen to what I'm saying to you. If you take the truth and you divide it, you create more lies. If you have what is already a lie and somebody lies to uphold a lie, now, brothers and sisters, it's still more lies. The only thing that any man can do is seek the whole truth. That's the only chance. Think about it. If somebody were to subdivide, maybe another way I could put it is this way. If somebody were to subdivide Baptist doctrine and they never had the whole truth, did you hear me? If somebody seeks to subdivide Catholic doctrine, never was any of it true. Huh. All you get is another lie. There's no chance for redemption but to seek beyond every illusion. Seek the Most High for the fullness of his discretion. Prepare yourself for the day when the Most High declares the absolute and be ready to follow it. My brothers and sisters, no man should have an allegiance to what's been a global intrusion or misconceit. Wake up and understand, my brothers and sisters. Pray for those who will come to understand. Pray that your soul comes to understand fully what I'm talking about here. Messiah comes to reveal what is divine righteousness, the light that exposes the fault of a whole world. So me and my brothers and sisters say that when the greater truth comes, they're not compelled or obligated to convert. Scripture says, secret things belong to the Most High, but those things which he has revealed belong to us and to our children forever. Scripture says, in the last days that these truths, so much truth that men have forgotten, will be restored. I'm talking about the 29th and 30th chapter of Deuteronomy. So when those truths are revealed, my brothers and sisters, shall men say that there's no need to return? My brothers and sisters, that's the only chance anybody has to save your Savior for those, and a champion for those who would turn from transgression. That means to return toward him. Even as the scripture says in Revelation, to follow him wherever he leads. Dare men believe that when Messiah comes, who is king of all kings, that they have no obligation to uphold him after they've already sworn that they were what? Believers? Think again, my brothers and sisters, think again. It's amazing that we live in a world that is trusted against discretion. Amazing. Shame, in fact. Some people believe that Messiah actually came, so it doesn't make any difference whether they have discretion or not. They just favor because they call upon his name to call upon it after their vanities. Total indiscretion. I'm sure, my brothers and sisters, there are those so warped that they would think that it's an antichrist who demands that men seek a greater discretion concerning him in order to be preserved. I'm sure there are those who consider this in what they call an antichrist, because Messiah comes according to the scriptures with a word like a word and a rule like a rod of iron. It's an absolute. He says with the sword of his mouth, with an absolute, pure, and perfect word, will he smite all the nations. Oh, what did they teach you? That Messiah will come and applaud all the differences that men conceived and call them all glorious? My brothers and sisters, there's not a single thing that men have ever created that did not have, let's just say, a foundation and divine premise that the Most High will uphold. I will tell you this again, my brothers and sisters. I want you to think about what I'm telling you. Rishon Aharon, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, author and finisher. My brothers and sisters, only that which the Most High has placed upon the path that can reach the goal. How dare men, my brothers and sisters, say that others who never taught you what the goal is and never told you what was the foundation of the faith in terms of the expectation of one who would set things right again. They never told you what it is to talk about setting things right and who would do it. Yeah. My brothers and sisters, what does Scripture say? If the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. Well, a whole lot of folks are lost because they never heard the gospel. Why do you think Scripture says Messiah has to preach it again? Because men have not heard it. How beautiful upon the mountains, over all the nations, will be the feet of him who, the dominion of him who publishes glad tidings. The whole word publishes peace. Because the words of the nations did not teach. The whole world will be pressed to convert in that day, my brothers and sisters. Because so much prophecy says again and again that it's only those who will be confirmed true to the fullness of his word that will escape the wrath that is to come. It will be a light to all the nations. It will be the founding premise which give a righteous rule to the world. Oh, my brothers and sisters, I think it's a shame. Think about it. Some of you know that the early church, yes, they were Shabbat and feast keepers. And there's a lot of folks out here today who call themselves Israel because they convene on a seventh day. And because they convene in the various times the Most High declared to have feasts. But they haven't been careful about what they partake of in those times, neither spiritually nor physically. And my brothers and sisters, because of this, an indiscriminate devil, deviation, short-sightedness remains, as the prophecy said in advance, would be among them all. Messiah, according to the scriptures, comes to overcome all these illusions, suppositions, first. But they tell you already, though these are the result of having fallen from faith, fallen onto the will of the vice of will of many, they tell folks that they've already fully converted. It's not logical, my brothers and sisters. It's not rational to believe it. Without the expectation to convert again unto the pure will of him for whom the church was named. Maybe if you don't know what I'm talking about, please check out the article on my website, hiddengospel.com. Early church origin and mutual expectation. Without that expectation, the one called Shiloh, to expect him and expect the word that transcends the ordinary, transcend all your rulers. Because all your rulers, what the scripture says, unto him every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear, and even unto him shall mighty men come. Means that even your rulers, my brothers, who seem to be wise, if they are going to survive at all, they will have to come to him. The scripture says a lot of them are going to be humiliated in chains for all the wickedness that they have done. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, since Messiah has to overcome the world and all its illusions first, to teach men how to transcend all unrighteousness, that he's going to say that nobody needs to convert in order to follow him and partake of his reward? He said, either your righteousness exceed that of all your contentious leaders, contentious because they deny the law of the Most High and they refuse the prophets, and most, my brothers and sisters, don't understand either the law or the prophets. If they don't understand how so much in the law, so much in the law is not understood because people haven't understood the prophets, and so much is in the prophets, people haven't understood because they haven't understood the law. And they haven't understood that it's a law to Israel to expect what's contained in the prophets. So they understand so little, have so little capacity to see how all these things work together. Most High does nothing without reason. That means everything he did with a reason. To assure that he brings forth what he reasoned already as wise. Blessed are those who will understand that. I can only say without the expectation to convert fully unto what the Most High said, all must prepare for. That the scripture said in advance that humanity today would forget. You have to ask the question, were you converted at all? If you weren't prepared to convert to accept a greater wisdom, and what has been common to men. You need to ask yourself a question. Who has been your Lord? Who has been your master? If you subject to those brothers and sisters who hide the truth from you. Have you been the children of the sons of darkness or the sons of light? I would petition, my brothers and sisters, of those who would be wise, whose hearts the Most High has touched, and I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near, that you learn all you can to help me with this message. There's a great reward for those who do. I repeat, there's a great reward for those who do. The Holy Spirit is given to rebuke all sin, indiscretion, divisive, misconceit, to bring all things to remembrance. Why do you ask for that Spirit? Because you might be made whole. You might transcend all these fallen standards. To be salved is to be healed. How about my brothers and sisters, even to be purged of what it is, whatever it is, it's a block against your desire for all that is divine will and purpose. Or does anybody really believe that he's going to be, remember, well, think about it this way. What did I say before? Most High doesn't sign a contract that he didn't create. It's the Most High, my brothers and sisters, who makes a soul worthy. So anyone, my brothers and sisters, say that he, by the grace of Yah, does not need his discipline? That they finally have what the scripture calls his name written upon their brows, foreheads. Therefore, saying that he has confirmed and sanctioned the reasoning of your mind and heart. There's a greater truth, my brothers and sisters, he's going to, scripture said in advance that he would use to discern who is and who is not his own. Please, the article's on my website. Please, my brothers and sisters, go to my website. HiddenGospel.com, articles like Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectation, articles like Secret City Prophecies, articles like Tribulation 7365 AD, articles like Remember the Promise, Gospel of Shiloh, Word of the Shepherds. HiddenGospel.com, my brothers and sisters, that website is not given that name without a reason. Most High told me that I must tell you very important things that others would not. That's the purpose of which he sends the Spirit. That's the purpose of which he sends the prophet. Most High said he does nothing without revealing first to his servant. Hey, serving the prophets. The scriptures, my brothers and sisters, talks about how in the last days, then we'll find out that we really hadn't had a lot of folks who were true to the Spirit at all. Please, my brothers and sisters, please. Examine, my brothers and sisters, find out what you have not heard. Examine what you have not considered. What does it say in Isaiah 52:15? Kings and your rulers shall shut their mouths. How about shall be silenced before him, the Messiah, appears? For what they had not considered, the peoples even also too had not considered. They shall consider, and the words there actually mean they can, shall consider with intelligence and discretion. So those who believe his report, my brothers and sisters, are those who know that this is one who declares a testimony that is not ordinary after the standards of men, who know to speak beyond all the rulers. And like I said before, if you alluded, rulers didn't tell you that. If, and I'll put it another way to you, if you begin to find out what they have ignored, and you show them what it is. And it's the word from the Most High. And they're not willing to hearken to it. You need to ask what kind of foundation they stand upon. As I said before, light does not deny light. Truth does not deny truth. Blessed are they who will recognize light and truth and become that light and truth. To speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. I'm going to go ahead, since I see I have a few minutes left. There's some other things I would like to go into perhaps, but I know if I did, it's going to take a lot more time than I have left, so I think it's best that I make sure that I lay foundation for it when we go to it. But for now, we've got a few seconds left. And the number to call in is 661-554-9212. If anyone wishes to call in, well, I can open up the doors for about a, what? I say I'm going to give it about a 30-second interval. If anybody wants to call in, has any questions about anything said. Hey, my brothers and sisters, anybody wants to make it known that they need prayer for strength? Because believe me, we all do. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we are wise. We will know we need to pray. That we all be prepared and strengthened for the time that has come. And how many know, my brothers and sisters, they should pray for the awakening of one who discerns what they have not discerned. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Edomia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Unto his might, unto his praise, unto his honor always. Thanking him indeed for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! I thank you all again.